Then he began to speak. He spoke in a whisper, and his voice filled me with fear. "Gentlemen," he said, "I am here because I have something important to tell you. I am afraid that you do not really know the man who has just won so much money from Glendinning. Let me tell you how to learn more about him. Please look very carefully inside his left sleeve and at the several little packets inside the large pockets of his jacket." Immediately after these words, he left the room as silently as he had entered it. That moment was one of the worst moments of my life. I had no time to do anything. My friends fell on me angrily, lit the candles again, and searched my clothes. They found the single cards hidden carefully inside my left sleeve. And in my pockets, they discovered the packets of special cards, which helped me to win every game I played. My friends stood around me in a circle and looked at me in silence. Mr. Preston then picked up a cloak from the floor. "Mr. Wilson," he said, "here is your cloak. You will, I hope, leave my room and then leave Oxford immediately." I wanted to hit him, but something stopped me. It was the cloak that Preston was holding in his hands. Although it looked like my cloak, I knew that it wasn't, because my own cloak was already over my left arm. It was a very unusual and expensive cloak, which a shop had made specially for me. How was it possible that there was now another cloak just like it?